This is Jenna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I'm at the 25th anniversary of World Pork Expo, and I am with Courtney Detterman, who is a summer intern with Novus. Courtney, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. Well, Courtney, thanks for joining me. You have two claims to fame at this point. You have your recent graduate of Iowa State, and you have a summer internship with Novus. So, Courtney, tell me a little bit, what did you study at college and where you're from? And I think a lot of people listening to this want to know, how did you get into ag?
I'm actually originally from a farm up in northwest Iowa. We did the whole 4-H thing, so we had sheep, we had cattle, we had hogs. We also have a whole bunch of row crops. So that's really how I got involved in ag. And when I was at Iowa State, I switched my major around 6 or 7 times and finally graduated with an ag communications degree with minors in political science, agronomy, and ag business.
Wow, so you're really diversified.
I think it's really important because ag's really diversified, so I thought I should try and experience everything and then do a general degree on all of them.
So, Courtney, how did you get hooked up with Novus? Novus is based in St. Louis. And, obviously they're huge, and not only the pork industry, but just in agriculture itself. So how did you get hooked up with their summer internship program?
I was actually wandering around World Pork Expo last year and saw the Novus tent and got to meet my supervisor, Dr. Karen Leahy, and she was talking about how she was in charge of the youth outreach internship. And then I saw her again at the Iowa State Career Fair and went over to just talk and kind of found out about all the different internships that they offered and various things like that and thought I'd check it out more.
So when was your first official day as the summer intern?
My first official day as a summer intern was May 14th, so 3 days after graduation.
So you have a little bit under your belt. And I know you're talking about the youth program, the Kidding Youth program, and I've heard from a lot of people that one of the big issues right now is getting more young kids and getting more college kids involved and interested in agriculture. So what has drawn you to that particular area of agriculture?
I think the biggest thing that has drawn me to that is the fact that a lot of kids, a lot of youth, don't know where their food comes from or doesn't realize that agriculture is more than just farming. A lot of people, you're like, well, have you ever considered being in agriculture when you grow up? And they say, well, that's just farmers. I don't want to farm. And there's so many other options. There's so many different things you can do with that. And so I think it's really important to me to teach people that there is more to agriculture.
So what are some of the tools that you're using to reach out to these kids to teach them about ag, especially ones that maybe haven't ever been to a farm or might not have the opportunity to go to a farm?
Specifically this summer, I'm working on toolkits that we can take to schools that involve just different kinds of activities. I have a game that right now just asks, do you like to work with people or plants or animals? And then they can click that and it'll say, here's all the different things you can do in ag that are related to people or related to plants or related to animals. And they can find more about it and what the different job titles are, what kind of jobs they're looking at, different colleges they can go to, and things like that. We also have videos that talk to kids and talk to people in those positions right now. And we have a brochure. I'll also be doing word finds and just different games that are really active and involved so people don't just say, oh, what's a horticulturist do? They actually get the chance to see, oh, horticulturists work with flowers and work with vegetables and things like that.
So that's fine. So a lot of kids are really into the gaming. So were you surprised that right out of college you got to create a game for kids?
I was a little shocked because I was more prepared to do presentations or written things. And when they're like, we need things that you can do on an iPad, I was like, okay, that'll be great. But I think it's really important that ag does things like that. Ag does the tech because that's the only way to reach kids these days, something they can do on the computer, something they can do on an iPad. And so it's really important that we use those tools.
Definitely. Now, since you personally can't get to every school in the country, although I'm sure that would be an awesome job, how can teachers get a hold of materials or even kids who are home for the summer and have permission to be on the iPads? How can they interact with these tools and these games that you've put together?
We're specifically going to be making sure to put them out into the public. We're going to be giving them to all of Novus's customers, so major farms, so that people who actually live on farms can go to these schools. We're also going to be maybe trying to work with different extension services in the different states so that all of these tools that we make are not only very, very fun for kids to do, but they'll also meet certain core standards for education purposes.
And Courtney, I have to ask in closing, since we are talking about interactivity and potentially social media, do you Twitter?
I do Twitter.
All right, so where can they follow you on Twitter?
If you follow KJDETER, so KJ Detterman, you will see all of my fun activities this summer.
Awesome. Well, I'll make sure that these kids are Twittering you and telling you how well they're doing.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Courtney.
Thank you.